online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Ollie Cole.
A little girl remains in a serious condition in hospital after being attacked by a dog in a park in Medway. Jo has more for KMFM.
Well, the toddler was flown to hospital in London after it happened in the Jenkins Dale area in Chatham yesterday evening. Katie and Alicia live nearby. They went to help moments after.
There was running towels out. People were throwing blankets down from upstairs off the top floor to try and keep her warm. She was blue. She nearly died there yesterday. When the mum come, she took one glimpse at the child, started screaming like she was breaking down in pieces.
My mum was helping her, so I was next door. My next door neighbour was helping. But to be honest with you, I was just all a bit shocked. Like, I've been awake all night, my mum's been awake all night.
Well, the animal was shot dead by armed police at the scene. A man and a teenager are continuing to be questioned by police. Officers are urging anyone who has footage of the incident to get in touch and not put it on social media.
KMFM News.
Survivors of the Westminster terror attack, victims' families and emergency workers have been attending a special service. Some entered Westminster Abbey in wheelchairs and on crutches 2 weeks after they were injured by Dartford-born attacker Khalid Massoud. Prince William and the Home Secretary were among those taking part. The Dean of Westminster, the Very Reverend John Hall, led the event.
An opportunity for us together to honour all the people who were victims and those who were injured, and also to bring together all the first responders, a vast crowd of people who were involved on that occasion.
Four men who are due to appear in court today, charged with murdering a man in Gravesend almost 16 years ago, are applying to have the case against them dismissed. Leonard Naylor was shot dead outside his home in Breckendale Avenue in Eisted Rise in April 2001. The men, who are all in their 50s, were arrested last month after several police raids. A dismissal hearing will now take place in May. More at kentonline.co.uk. Boris Johnson says Syrians are paying the price for collective inaction by governments to end the crisis in their country. The foreign secretaries addressed his European counterparts during a conference on the situation. Later, the UN Security Council meets to discuss the latest deadly gas attack as evidence points towards the Assad regime being responsible. Mark Goldring from Oxfam hopes a political solution is found to end the suffering.
The real question is, are Russia and China willing to back off blocking those Security Council action, and then what can the world do, probably through Russia, to ensure that there is a real chance of a political solution.
Police investigating a hate crime attack on an asylum seeker in South London say they're expecting to make further arrests. 13 people have already been charged in connection with the beating in Croydon on Friday night. Detectives expect the 17-year-old Iranian victim to fully recover after he was left with a fractured skull and a blood clot on the brain. A children's home in Sittingbourne has been rated inadequate by the education watchdog. Inspectors at Ofsted say none of the children at the site in Sonora Fields go to school or college. All the residents smoke and staff fail to support the young people to make a positive change. Bosses have been told they must make improvements within the next 3 weeks. We've tweeted more at KMFM News. A Kent man who beat up his neighbour with a chain, knuckle duster and baseball bat in front of children has been jailed. Lance Simon and two other men smashed their way into his victim's home in Cade Road in Ashford in March last year. He was left with around 20 injuries. The 28-year-old has been locked up for 10 years. Lloyds Banking Group is to close a further 100 branches with the loss of 229 jobs. It's part of cost savings announced last summer and mostly affects the Lloyds retail arm. Kent's Pixie Lott has spoken to KMFM about the devastating impact Alzheimer's had on her family. The singer lost both her grandmothers to the disease and joined other celebrities in a charity football match at the weekend to raise money for Alzheimer's Research UK.
Obviously, raising for a cause which is so important, I think, is just an all-round positive thing.
The disease affects almost 900,000 people across Britain.
Sport with Passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
The head of UEFA's warning big European leagues he won't stand for blackmail of smaller countries over the way club football's run in the continent. Alexander Seferin says money does not rule and closed leagues won't happen on his watch. It's after debate over the future of competitions like the Champions League and the influence of rich teams in England, Spain and Germany. And England's Chris Wokes and Ben Duckett are two of Wisden's Cricketers of the Year. The pair have been selected for the sport's oldest individual award. India captain Virat Kohli's named the leading cricketer in the world, with Australia's Elisa Perry winning the women's prize. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM weather.
Mostly dry and bright today. Highs of 14 in Tunbridge, 12 in Sandwich.
Weather.
With Carpet Sales Centre. Amazing carpets, affordable prices. Ballard Business Park, Strood.